Hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Spells We Tell Ourselves. I'm your host, I'm Libby, and I guess I shouldn't say I'm really excited about doing this episode, but I am at the same time because I think the topic is really important. Over the last few weeks, I've definitely done a lot of more witchy kind of episode topics, which I love, don't get me wrong. But this episode is definitely more mindset focused, I guess. And the topic came from a friend of mine, actually, where on my Yogini Witch Libby Instagram, I posted a story, and in it, it had one of those little stickers where it was a question box. So I wrote in, ask me any questions you have about mindset coaching. And one of the questions that a friend of mine posted in there was, something along the lines of, what if you have depression, or what's the relationship with mental illness and mindset coaching? And it didn't really feel appropriate to like just answer it in an Instagram story where I only get so many text characters, and I wanted to do a whole episode on it. So that is what we're going to be talking about this episode, is the relationship of mental illness and mindset coaching and also therapy, because I personally think that therapy is really important, and I think that everybody should go to therapy at least once in their lives. So I really recommend therapy because I myself have gone to therapy many of times. And I found it really helpful for gaining coping skills and learning more about what's going on in my own mind and like how my brain works. And there's one thing, you know, for me to sit here and talk about it from a psychology and sociology perspective that I learned about in college, and like all of my very strange, and I'll admit it, very strange love of neurons and neurology that I learned about in summer programs and that I learned about in my anatomy and physiology classes. Like, it's one thing for me to come at this from a science perspective, but I feel like I also need to come at this from a more inclusive perspective where I talk about mental health, because like mental health is a very real thing. And it's becoming even more and more talked about in society as time goes on, which I'm so appreciative of. So for context with all of this, I was diagnosed with depression, anxiety, and OCD when I was in high school. And I went to therapy for a really long time for it, and I was medicated for a really long time for it. And for a while, I did not have the correct therapist, so I didn't learn coping skills. It was very much just a, here you go, here's medicine, have a good time, good luck, maybe try eating for once in your life. So it wasn't helpful. It wasn't a good tool in my toolbox. Eventually, I did find the correct therapist, and I learned actual coping skills. Wild, I know. And I was able to figure out more about my brain and like what's going to work for me. So I'm sure you guys have already seen from, you know, my Instagram posts and listening to me in this podcast that I'm very much a runner. I'm a yoga teacher. I do those types of things to help manage my anxiety, and I eat relatively healthy, which is helpful as well. And just like that kind of relationship with my body and my own mindset. And while meditation and tarot and mindfulness and gratitude and like all of these things have been proven by science to help with mindset and help to reduce symptoms of mental illness, it's not all things, you know? So, yes. Meditation and practicing affirmations and practicing gratitude is helpful to your brain. I've talked about that in quite a few episodes at this point, where there is a relationship with rewiring your brain to have an impact on mental health, right? So Psychology Today has written several articles about how mindfulness helps with relieving symptoms of mental illness. But with all that being said, I do think it's important that me as a life coach recognizes that, yeah, you can have a solid meditation practice. You can have a solid gratitude practice. You can say your affirmations every day, but you're still going to have bad days. Sometimes you say them from bed, you know? Some days you don't get out of bed and you say your affirmations in bed and you're staring up at the ceiling instead of staring in the mirror going, I am, you know, I am good enough. I am whatever, whatever your affirmations are for that day. But, and sometimes you do them out of habit, not because you mean them. And while, yes, a lot of the science behind affirmations has been you need to mean it and you need to believe it and you need to think it, not just say it. But, I mean, during a depressive episode, it's hard to mean it. And I think that that is valid. And that's something that we all need to keep in mind is that we're not perfect human beings. I'm not a perfect human being. Nobody is a perfect human being. So, sure, I can talk about the tools that I use, and that's what this is. My mindset coaching program is me teaching the tools that I have used to help shape my world to other people. I am not an LICSW. I am not a LADAC. I am not a licensed clinical anything, you know? I'm a certified health education specialist, but that's very different than I have spent lots and lots of time training to become a therapist. So I think it's important to notice that mindset coaching is not therapy. They're not the same. Last time I checked, there's no science that says tarot is going to help your mental health. For me personally, yes, I found tarot to be very, very helpful for self-reflection and for healing and to get out of my own head. Part of my issue is truly that anxiety thing where I overthink things to death and I am constantly working myself up. Tarot has been helpful for me to kind of give that pause of, okay, I have thought about this from 12 different angles, and none of which are probably ever going to happen. So I grab my tarot cards instead, and I get an outside perspective. I see it full on instead of in my own head for once. And for me, that's helpful. Is that helpful for everybody? No. And I recognize that. So what I would recommend to anybody who is interested in mindset coaching is great for teaching tools, and it's great for helping to rewire some neural pathways. And I shouldn't say all mindset coaches are great for it. At least mine is, because I am doing the things that I know have helped my own depression, anxiety, and to an extent my OCD. But therapy is going to be beneficial for somebody who is first starting the journey of diagnosis and first starting the journey of treatment. Mindset coaching will not help you if you are beginning your mental health journey. Meditation might help you, you know, affirmations and mindfulness might help you, but mindset coaching will especially not help you if you are a person who needs to be medicated in order to handle their mental health needs. And there's no shame in that. There is no shame in needing that medication and needing that extra support and needing, you know, the extra hands-on therapeutics. Because I myself cannot give those extra therapeutics. And I think it's important to know that there is not a one-size-fits-all in this mental health and mindset coaching game. Everybody is going to do things a little bit differently. I have told you guys about what I do, and because those are the things that have helped me. So that's where I come from with all of this. And I think that we also, as a life coach, I need to remind people that you are still going to have bad days, and bad days are a part of the journey that we call life. I've seen too many other life coaches and mindset coaches on Instagram and in other areas who are just like, oh yeah, well, this is going to change your whole life and you're always going to be happy and yada, 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 toxic positivity, love and light, blah, 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 good vibes only. That's not me. I want to recognize people and meet people where it's at, where they are at. So I hope you have found this episode helpful. I am very, very grateful to be doing what I am doing and being able to share what I am sharing on this platform. So I just wanted to put this quick episode out there that you, like, mental health is valid, you know? And that's really the takeaway that I want people to get from this is there are things that I can teach you that can help, but I'm not a therapist. And therapy is still valid and is going to be useful. So I would love to hear your feedback on this episode, especially if I missed something. Like, please reach out to me if I have missed something. You can find me at The Spells We Tell Ourselves on Instagram, or you can get at me directly, Yogini Witch Libby. And then, of course, you can always email me, yoginiwitchlibby@gmail.com. And I hope y'all have a wonderful week. And before I sign off, I do want to put a little shameless plug out there because, guys, I'm so excited about this. As of today, my meditation online platform has launched. So I'm super excited. I have launched an on-demand online meditation platform called the Tarot Witch's Chill Zone, and it's all tarot card inspired meditations, and it's, you know, unlimited listening, unlimited meditations, $8 a month, and then of course discounted if you pay for a whole year up front. You get a 2-week free trial, and I will be sure to include the coupon code for you to get the free trial in the show notes here. But yeah, guys, I'm so excited. And in the spring, once the snow is finally gone, I'm going to be starting to record more yoga videos and putting them up there as well. So soon it'll be a yoga and meditation Tarot Witch's Chill Zone. And I'm really excited. So of course, please email me, DM me, whatever, if you are interested in that. All right, bye-bye.